Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I can show you the world.
The world.
Shining, shimmering, splendid. Mm. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide?
Yeah, trust me.
I can open your eyes.
Oh, uh-huh, that's nice.
Take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride.
Hang on, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride. Is that sex? Is that banging?
A whole new... Don't ruin the fucking innocent beauty of this.
It sounds like a metaphor for like losing your virginity, but go on.
A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
You
got to be Jasmine.
What? I'm Jasmine.
A whole new world.
I can't go that high.
You can.
A whole new... I can't do that.
A whole new...
You do. You be Jasmine. A whole new world. I'm Jasmine. Hello, I'm Jasmine. Okay, well, let me do it again. Hang on. A whole new world.
That's terrible. You gotta go up. You gotta
a whole octave.
The powerful woman.
Oh, shit.
A whole new world. A dusty place I never knew. But when I'm up there, it's just okay. The diving on you. Then there's a key change.
Unbelievable. Oh, Jesus Christ. Really?
Indescribable feelings. Soaring, tumbling, freewheeling.
Right.
God, this song's great.
Yeah. It's you know, where's the bit where he goes, don't you dare close your eyes?
Oh, yeah. He goes, oh, yeah. Don't you dare close your eyes. Don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
I picked you up in my magic carpet. We're now soaring above the city. Don't you dare close your eyes. That's just an insult.
100,000 things to see. Hold your breath, it gets better. Is this about sex?
Yeah, of course.
Hold your breath, it gets better.
No.
Don't you dare close your eyes. I'm like a shooting star. I've come so far.
Yeah. Yeah, it's neurolinguistic manipulation, isn't it?
I can't go back to where I used to be. A whole new world, every turn a surprise. I don't get this next line. Every moment, red letter. What does that mean?
I just know that this prince is a master manipulator.
It's a very sexual song. It's a very sexual film.
How is it a very sexual film?
Because, you know, he's a pauper, she's a rich girl.
Oh, yeah, that's really sexy.
No, but she likes a bit of rough.
Right.
Doesn't she? And I think in the film, Aladdin is described as a diamond in the rough.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. And she's being suffocated by the strictures of what she's expected to be as a princess.
The thing I struggle with Princess Jasmine... Mm. Is that her best friend is a Bengal tiger.
Right.
That's a red light.
It's a red flag.
That's a warning sign.
Yeah.
Right there. If you're dating a girl and her best friend is a white Bengal tiger, probably don't get involved.
Yeah.
Because why doesn't she have human friends?
Yeah.
She's literally hanging out with her little dad
and
an angry tiger.
But she's been kept away from the world, Josh. She's had to befriend whatever has passed before her.
I would run a mile. I'd run a mile. I wouldn't trust it.
You wouldn't trust a massive Bengal tiger?
I go, hey, you're bringing your friends over? Yeah, of course, bring your friends over. And she brings a fucking tiger around.
Yeah.
To watch Orange is the New Black.
I'm not lying, it's going to be a challenge.
Yeah.
It's a challenge.
I wouldn't do it.
It's a challenge you wouldn't rise to meet.
If you were going to date a cartoon character,
who
would you date?
Popeye. Well, yes, nice arms. Of course, Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, yeah.
I had a crush on Miss Piggy when I was younger.
Yeah.
I don't know. I liked it. I liked how. I liked how.
Kermit.
I really did. Really. When I was six.
Hey, Tim.
I knew I liked women from a very young age, and I didn't really understand it, but I knew that I loved Miss Piggy.
Really?
I did really love Miss Piggy.
I had a big crush.
I had dreams about Miss Piggy.
I had a big crush on Ursula the Sea Witch.
All right.
You know, from The Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
I fancied her because she had big curves.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I like Miss Piggy because she looked quite soft. To you know, you could have a cuddle.
Wow, I have the same hair as Ursula the Sea Witch as well. Well,
maybe
I?
That explains a lot.
Oh, yeah, she had kind of a buzz cut going on, didn't she? 80s buzz cut.
Yeah.
Even under the water in the ocean, she was still rocking a kind of a buzz cut.
Yeah.
A flat top.
Yeah, flat top.
Miss Piggy, okay, close your eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Timmy. Keep them closed, keep them closed. Do you want to go out with me?
That yeah. was pretty good.
That'd do it for you?
That was it. Not sexually, but it was. It made me feel safe. I felt safe. Jessica Rabbit was the one.
Yeah, what I liked about Jessica Rabbit is that she didn't go for looks.
Well, because she was with Roger.
Well, because she was a human being fucking a rabbit.
Yeah.
She was a beautiful barroom, human woman, barroom singer.
Yeah.
Who liked to fuck a talking rabbit.
Yeah.
And not only a rabbit who chose to wear dungarees and a bow tie.
Right.
I guess in Toontown it wasn't such a big deal.
You could fuck, yeah, well, there's no judgment in Toontown.
Yeah.
Everything was, you know, you could be with anything.
That's the only
film.
You'd
fuck a shoe.
That's the, yeah, there was a talking shoe.
There was a talking shoe that got killed.
That was the only film where all the major cartoon studios got together. So Warner Brothers cartoons and Disney cartoons are all in that film.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty
there
interesting.
You go.
Yeah. Let's just...
Is Walt Disney's head cryogenically frozen?
No, his whole body.
His whole body is cryogenically frozen?
Yes.
And it's in what? It's in San Francisco? Or it's in
California? It's actually in the basement of the castle at the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Do you know that? You can go look at it.
Can you?
Yeah.
Great.
And there's a plaque underneath that says, "Unthaw when Jews are gone."
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I thought he might put something like that.
It is amazing. It is absolutely amazing that Walt Disney invented this world of love while simultaneously hating Jews.
Yeah.
It's kind of really weird.
Strange.
Isn't it?
It was kind of, yeah, it was kind of, it kind of sends you.
Do you know that Mickey
One
Mouse?
Way and the other.
Mickey Mouse was originally going to be called Mortimer Mouse, and his wife made him change it
because it just wasn't.
She
good.
Was like, "It's not very cute."
Not catchy.
Call him Mickey.
Yeah. Okay, right. There you go. You're full of information.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Excitable Boy Podcast for the 22nd of March. Happy equinox.
What?
Don't know what that word is. Spring.
Oh. Right.
It's spring.
Equinox.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I think it's the March equinox, which means the change of the season, I think.
Right, right.
I don't really know. But it's spring.
Right.
Happy spring. Happy spring.
Yeah, have a big cup of mead. I feel the need for mead.
What happened this week? Ed Sheeran, his album, biggest selling album in the history
of
sound.
Really?
Since sound was invented.
Since sound began.
Ed Sheeran has sold the most amount of albums.
Right.
A lot of people like to hate him. Don't
well,
they?
Yeah, everyone hates a winner, don't they?
A lot of people like to hate his type of music.
Uh-huh.
But do you not? I have a theory that he makes people feel a certain way, and they don't like having them. It's a weird thing when you listen to a song and it pulls an emotion out of you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're just sitting in the back of an Uber trying to go where you're going, and before you know it, you're listening to Ed Sheeran going, "Yeah, you know what? I did get drunk with my friends when I was young.
Smoke
roll up cigarettes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? I did do that. I did. Oh my god, I miss that." And then you go, "Oh no, wait, I'm being moved by an Ed Sheeran song. Fuck."
Right.
And that's what enrages people.
Yeah, they get, you know, yeah, it's like being seduced by, you know, someone that on paper they don't like.
Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah, it's like getting seduced by Kellyanne Conway.
I was listening to one of his songs the other day.
Right.
So Ed Sheeran fact, right, they released two singles at once.
Wow.
So that they could have Radio 1 and Radio 2. Because one was like an upbeat, sexy song and the other one was like a nostalgic ballad.
Okay.
And they put them both out at the same time so they could have A-list on Radio 1 and 2. It's pretty clever, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's greedy.
It's getting... It's not greedy.
It's greedy. It's greedy.
That's getting every demographic.
Yeah, Sheeran just came in and went, "Do you know what? I'm big now. I'm too big to fail. I've got an idea. Lads, what's that, Ed? We love you. We love you so much. Everyone's making money. I bought an extension on my house. Oh yeah, really?
I bought an extension.
I bought an extension where I got. I just built a conservatory, Ed, because you're so awesome.
I got one of those pipes that you put in the bath, and it's a jacuzzi.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. Carry on.
Anyway, so you go in. It's like, yeah, whatever you want, Ed. He went, do you know what? Two singles simultaneously. Boom. Two charts. Shazam. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? Pint, buka,
shots,
buka,
shot,
buka. And then he just backed out of the room and everyone was like, God, that guy. That guy takes it to the next level each time, Sheeran.
See, people like to hate Ed Sheeran. But, you know, I think he toured really hard when he came up. Did the pub circuit, did the toilet circuit.
What's the toilet circuit?
The toilet circuit
is play in a toilet?
No, like, you know, small 100 cap dingy venues in the country. Right. It's called the toilet circuit.
Right.
But he's been doing that, you know, he did that for a while and then he fucking smashed it. I don't... And also, you know...
And he did it on his... He's kind of like a solo artist.
Yeah, and, you know...
And that's pretty like...
It's pretty cool to do... I think he did 3 nights at Wembley Stadium or 4 nights at Wembley Stadium. That's like 90,000 people a night. And I think he just did it with a guitar.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's, and a loop station. The loop station annoys me.
Why?
About Ed, when he's like tapping on the guitar.
You don't like loop stations?
I fucking hate loop
stations. Why do you hate loop stations? Because it's kind of very much, that'll date quite badly, won't it, loop stations?
Yeah, I don't like the loop station.
When you start off a little...
And then it...
And everyone's like,
and they do a third, and everyone goes, oh my God, how do they do that?
How do you time it? How do you time it?
There's just one of them, but it sounds like there's 10 of them now.
Yeah.
He's drumming on his guitar.
He just wants all the money for himself. Isn't that what a loop station is about? It's like not having to... No, you don't have to hire any other musicians.
The loop station comes from a troubadour sensibility of being a one-man band.
Well, like,
but
like,
I just find them boring.
Well, like Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins. And he has his mouth organ and he has... That's a one-man band.
Yeah.
He's trying to be Dick Van Dyke. A ginger Dick Van Dyke.
I like Ed. I think...
Why are you on first-name terms with him?
I'm not on a first-name terms with him.
I love Ed. Ed, you twat. Next time you see him out and about...
Yeah, I just think he's cool. Ed, can we please open for you on your next tour? Please. I like him. I think that he's... you know what? Why not Ed Sheeran? If someone's going to top the charts and be the biggest selling artist in the world, I don't want it to be some topless guy with his abs and his auto-tune and his, you know, hosting a fucking TV show and being all...
What, you mean Peter Andre in the 90s?
No, I mean like just some guy, some hot guy in some boy band. I don't... Who can, I like that it's a guy that... probably likes a pint.
Right.
You know, he wears a hoodie on national telly.
Right. You know? Well, good, you like Ed. You like Ed Sheeran.
I like Ed Sheeran.
That's nice.
I don't listen to his music. But I like who he is.
We respect the fact that he's done it and that he's doing well.
Yeah.
Well, that's a nice thing. That's positive.
Yeah, anyway, moving on. Chuck Berry died.
Yeah, he did.
What else happened?
Johnny B. Dead.
I love Chuck Berry. I feel weird, but... saying this, but if they don't put Chuck Buried on his gravestone, they are missing a trick.
Chuck Buried?
Yeah.
Oh, God. That took a while for me to get.
God bless Chuck Berry. Yeah, he was the best. Have you ever seen that video of him and Keith Richards?
No.
Playing guitar, and he's just fucking... He keeps stopping the song. Keith Richards is, like, the biggest Chuck Berry, like, fan ever.
Mm.
And they're trying to... I can't remember what song it was, and they're doing the thing. And Keith Richards, who learned guitar listening to Chuck Berry records, just can't get it right. And Chuck Berry's like, fucking stop. And you can see in his eyes, he's like, you stole my music from me and made way more money than I ever made. And I'm going to fucking punish you in this rehearsal session right now. And he just... tore Keith Richards a new arsehole. It was amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's on camera, is it?
Yeah.
You can get that on YouTube. Yeah, fantastic.
It's on YouTube, yeah. But then they became great friends.
Yeah.
You know, and sort of lifelong.
Once he established the pecking order.
Yeah.
They became the best.
And rightfully so.
They became the best friends
ever. And rightfully
so. Yeah, yeah. He knew his place.
The greatest... He invented rock and roll. One of the greatest lyricists and songwriters of all time. That's the thing that people forget about Chuck, is that he wrote all those songs as well. Chuck. Yeah.
Yeah. Calling these people by their first names.
Well, you know, I feel like I know him after all these years.
Chuck.
Wrote a lot of songs. Transported a few miners across state lines in the 50s, but let's forget about that.
What do you mean?
Chuck Berry.
Well, miners, like children?
No, like underground, like coal miners.
Yeah, coal diggers.
Yes, young girls.
Why was he doing that? Oh, for rock and roll.
Anyway, rest in peace, Chuck.
Rest in peace, yeah.
Thank you for the wonderful music.
Yes.
Shall we do the letters?
Okay.
Do you fancy doing some letters?
Yeah, let's do some letters.
Why don't we do the letters?
Why don't we just do, let's just do the letters?
Well, I mean, there's other current affairs that happen.
Stephen Hawking is going to space. Yeah. Well, he's going to go up, like, on Virgin Galactic, Richard Branson's one, the ones that keep crashing. So good luck. Good luck, Stephen.
They don't keep crashing. One of them crashed.
One of them crashed, yeah.
One pilot died, one survived, but it was human error.
Oh, yeah, he altered a flap or something
there
a long
you go.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Human error, not machine error.
Right.
So.
As it so often is.
Before you slag off Branson.
Before you slag off the mechanism.
Wasn't his fault. isn't Branson like it's an obvious point, but like the guy like is, he signed the Sex Pistols.
Right.
Didn't he? Famously.
I didn't know that.
Made Coca-Cola just to piss off. He did Virgin Coke just to piss off Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Do you know that Coca-Cola basically paid supermarkets? So when they launched Virgin Coke in the 90s, do you remember it?
I remember Virgin Coke.
Yeah. It was hugely, hugely popular.
Mm.
Right? And it was getting to a point where they were actually competing with Coke.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like everyone loved Virgin Cola. And Coca-Cola paid millions and millions and millions to the supermarkets to just not stock Virgin Cola.
Really?
Yeah. So basically, like, you'd go, Richard Branson, I assume not him, but his assistant, would, like, walk into the supermarket and go, "Have some Virgin Cola." And someone would go, "We don't know what that is. Please leave."
We don't know
and
what that is.
And that's how Coca-Cola got rid of Virgin.
Just paid.
Virgin Cola as a competition.
Just,
yeah.
Just paid them off.
Yeah. You could probably still buy it on eBay, but I would imagine it's not as carbonated as it should be.
No.
Sorry, so Stephen Hawking?
No, he's just going to space. He's going to go up into...
Is he definitely doing that?
Yeah, he wants to do it. He's been offered a spot. He said, yeah, fuck yeah. He's going to go up and see the...
It's not space,
horizon.
Though, is it? It's anti-gravity, but it's still within the Earth's orbit.
Still
it's
in the
supersonic,
orbit.
It's basically private supersonic travel, isn't it? It's the Concorde. But smaller.
You can't breathe. So it's space.
What do you mean
you
can't breathe?
Space, if you can't breathe.
You can't
it's space.
Breathe if you hang your head out of a fucking aeroplane.
It's space.
You can't breathe if you hang your head out of a car.
Listen, it's dark. When it's really dark and you can't breathe. That's space. And you see the stars really clearly. You're in space.
I think it's on the Earth's curvature. I think it's where the Concorde flew.
You're still in orbit, but like.
No, the Concorde
The moon
not.
Is in the orbit of the Earth anyway. That's in space. Fuck yeah.
I think they should bring back the Concorde.
Take that for a bit of science.
I miss the Concorde. But you didn't float in the Concorde. Oh, so it must be higher.
What do you mean?
Well, it must be higher.
Because it's higher than the Concorde.
Well, the Concorde. You could see the Earth's curvature from the Concorde.
This is going high, as high as like those bombers. Like, you know, those really amazing bombers that go fucking high. Do you know the bomber I'm talking about?
Do you mean a satellite?
No, the bombers. The Cold War bombers that used to go up really, really, really high. It's higher than that.
So there's no gravity?
No gravity in that.
I don't know. I'm not fussed about... I wouldn't be that impressed, I don't think, if there was suddenly no gravity. Do you know what I mean? I don't like being drunk.
It's more like what it does to your imagination and the wonder of the Earth as you look back at it, Josh.
Yeah, it's called the overview effect.
What, the fact that you see the Earth as a tiny thing?
Yeah, it's when a lot of astronauts who've come back from space...
Yeah.
Then their marriages break up.
Yeah.
They become alcoholics.
Yeah.
And it's called the overview effect. Once you've seen existence just bobbing around.
Yeah.
Just bouncing, and it's tiny, and you can cover it with your thumb, you know.
Right.
It's a tiny thing. And you go back, and there's just people shooting each other in corner shops.
Mm-hmm.
You struggle with the reality of what you've come back to.
Well, not all astronauts must have struggled with it. There must be a few who lacked imagination who weren't that impressed. Just came back. As soon as they came back, they were like, yeah.
It was alright.
I'll have a beer.
Bit of floaty-floaty.
Bit of floaty-floaty.
Yeah, it's not for me.
I wasn't overwhelmed. I didn't feel it.
I'm so happy to not have to shit in a pipe.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know? That's what I'd miss if I was in space.
What?
Peeing. Because you have to pee into a bag.
Yeah.
It'd be really annoying.
Yeah, yeah, you've got to manoeuvre.
Yeah. And then if you pee on yourself, it floats off, doesn't it?
You could actually pee... And it could be, like, flying around the capsule.
If we were in space together, I would take a shit and just let it float towards you. Just
well,
as a joke.
You'd wait till I slept, was asleep.
No, just while you're driving the spaceship.
All right, so I'm driving the spaceship. I'm wrapped
you
up.
You know what? I know what you'd be doing. You'd be listening to fucking Life on Mars. You'd be listening to some cliche space song.
I'm wrapped up in my little space blanket. My little aluminium space Afghan.
That's got all the planets drawn on it.
Yeah.
That your mum's made you.
And then you...
And you're driving at the front of the plane listening to some fucking one layer... You'd listen to fucking... Spaceman, I always wanted Babylon you to Zoo. Go into space.
I'm listening to Babylon Zoo.
I know you'd be listening to a song about space going, oh, isn't this amazing? I'm in space listening to a song about space. And I would just guide...
Shit at me.
I'd go.
You'd shit at me.
I'd aim one of my craps, yeah, at you. Yeah, a solid right. stool.
A solid stool. Yeah. Well, good.
Not one that's going to smudge.
No, no.
You know? A solid, one that's going to bounce off.
A solid looming...
Just to see you get mad.
2001 you would lose... Space Odyssey stool.
Yeah.
Right.
Space Logacy.
Right.
You would lose your fucking... I don't care if we're in space.
Weller.
Do you know what? Wait, Tim, turn your radio off. I fucking want NASA to hear this. I think you'd go psycho like that.
No, I wouldn't. I'd go very quiet. I'd go, okay.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, I'll bide my time for about a day. I'll pretend something was broken on the outside of the spacecraft. I'll send you on a spacewalk and leave you. That'll be it.
Anyway, all right, we're going to take a short break here and then we'll come back and do the letters. Welcome back to the Excitable Boy Podcast. Every week you can write into the show, ebp at excitableboypodcast.co.uk. We are your online, digital, sit down on our knee, tell us your problem, agony... Aunts, uncles, we're your advice givers.
Mm.
So if you have any problem, maybe a work related problem, like
yeah, fine, that's good.
You work next to a man called Toby, and it's going quite fine. It's actually okay. Of late you've started watching Netflix too, and you're starting to catch up on all the films you haven't watched, so it's getting quite good. And you tell Toby, Toby goes, great, what films are you watching? And then you tell him the films you're watching, The Usual Suspects, and he goes, oh, this happens at the end. Toby keeps spoiling movies for you. 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 Next week you go, oh, I'm going to watch The Sixth Sense. All right, he's a ghost.
He's a ghost.
He's a ghost and it's all in his head. And,
he died
and
in the first
that's
scene.
The twist at the end.
He died in the first scene. And that little kid can see dead people.
Toby keeps moving movies for you. Toby keeps spoiling movies for you. Toby keeps spoiling movies for you. Toby keeps spoiling movies for you.
Oh yeah, I'm going to watch Shawshank this week. Oh yeah, no, he gets out at the end. He crawls through a pipe of shit and he's free and he goes to, like, south of the border and then Morgan Freeman comes and gives him a hug and that's the end of the film. What?
Toby is spoiling movies for you. Toby is spoiling movies for you. Fuck you, Toby. Toby is spoiling movies for you. Toby is spoiling movies for you.
There you go. That's Toby, you prick.
You bastard.
You prick, Toby.
Or maybe it's a relationship problem, like, should we go up a key?
Yeah, and hang on.
You're going out with a woman called Mary, and everything's going great for at least a few months. But lately she keeps coming home and bitching about work, and you're finding it hard to summon enough enthusiasm for her. So eventually you go and fall asleep as she's talking to you like mid-sentence, and she gets a bit annoyed. She goes, what, isn't my problems not interesting or important to you? And you go, frankly, no, they're not. They're just not. I mean, you just keep complaining about Paul. And frankly, I think he has a point on, you know, Brexit. So she gets really angry and throws shit at you. She storms out and goes, if you can't listen to me and all my problems, entertain me as a complete package, then it's over, it's over. And she runs away and goes and stays at her mother's. So right to the show.
Or bog standard.
Or maybe it's a sex problem, like... Should we go up another key?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. Alright, okay.
You get a bonk on when you're jogging.
Is that it?
That's it. You just get a bonk on when you're, when you're jogging.
I understand that.
The movement of the...
The friction.
The fabrics.
The friction.
And also the... blood pumping around the body.
But the blood, all
being,
the blood.
And being connected is, yep. Could be, it could be a problem.
Though I have been told by our legal department to say that we are not trained advice givers, and any advice that we do give should be taken in jest.
Right.
Offer available while stocks last.
Yeah.
Okay. First letter of the week. Personal trainer boyfriend. Dear EBP, my boyfriend has decided to become a personal trainer. I really want to support his decision as he's working really hard at it. But I'm worried every bored housewife is going to try and bang him. What should I do? I'm really worried about this. I trust him. I just don't trust them. Please help and I'll play him your answer. We listen to your podcast in the car.
Right.
That's good.
Right.
Hello, car.
Hi, guys.
How you doing? Yeah. Bluetooth or you've got a lead?
Well, if you're both in the car right now, and you're driving, just turn to him now and go, this is all your fault, and drive the car off the road.
Drive your fucking car into a tree. Drive your fucking car into a tree. Drive your fucking car into a tree. Drive your fucking car into a tree.
Bang. Yeah.
What kind of, do you know what? What kind of personal trainer is he? That's my question.
What do you mean, what kinds are there?
So, from my experience...
The fitness kind.
Okay, Tim... Right, now I'm a gym member, right? I know a lot about the gym.
Okay, what do you know? What do you know?
Here's why I know about the gym.
I really want to
hear
this.
Here's why I know about the gym.
Go on then.
Right?
They exist.
It's frowned upon to fill up your protein shake at the fountain. Right? That's what I know about the gym. Right? Do you know that?
Oh, right.
Because the protein shake clogs up the fountain.
Cross-contamination.
It makes it an undesirable rehydration point for other people, okay? But you wouldn't know that because you don't go to a fucking gym, do you, Tim?
Right, okay.
Right? Other things I know about the gym. Wipe down the stuff after you've sweated on it.
Yeah, that's absolutely essential, yeah.
Second thing, here's another thing. Don't try and chat people up.
No unsolicited comments.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't stare too long. Here's another thing I've learned about the gym, Tim, right? They play music videos, and every music video in the gym is an upbeat dancey number, and the video is people on the beach in slow motion. There are literally millions of videos of people in bikinis doing something in slow motion on a beach, having the time of their life.
Yeah.
Right? Even sometimes the beach is quite clearly England, and you feel sorry for the actress in the video because she's quite clearly freezing cold.
Yeah, very cold.
Right? Another thing I've learned about the gym, there's three types of personal trainers.
Oh, okay.
Hang on a minute, wait. One, two.
What do they specialise, like doctors?
I
specialise in pecs.
These are the types of trainers. There's the hip-hoppy guy who wears his hat slightly to the side.
Right.
And he's normally doing dance stuff. Right?
Oh, so he's like a boxer size.
Personal trainer number one.
Right, okay.
He's street
but he's
smart.
More like dancing aerobic.
He's street smart. He's got street savoir faire.
Fine.
To quote another Disney song.
What else?
There's the other guy who's the coked up guy.
The
posher personal trainer who you can tell is on a lot of cocaine.
He's on the way down. He won't last long at the gym.
He's in his mid-30s. and you can tell that he goes hard on the weekends.
Yeah.
And then there's the third type of personal trainer who looks like he wants to kill you.
Right.
The East London personal trainer who looks like he knows people in the mafia.
He just looks like he's made of smoothie.
Which...
Do you know what I mean? The guy is just made of smoothie.
He isn't going to bang every woman. Every woman.
No, he'll be selective.
You're going to bang everyone. just the ones that are more attractive than you.
Yeah. You know.
That's how cheating works. You only cheat upwards.
You do only cheat upwards.
Yeah.
Don't you?
That's the only way you can justify it.
Everyone only cheats upwards.
Upwards. Obviously, we're kidding. men will also cheat downwards. No. We're kidding. He's probably not. If you trust him, don't worry about it.
She's answered the question in the question. You trust him, so...
Yeah. I would just trust your instincts. If you say you trust him, then trust him.
Yeah.
You know? And it doesn't mean just because he's a personal trainer, just because he's in intimate physical situations with women, doesn't mean he's going to have sex with them.
No.
And if anything, what I've learned is when people... Because I go to the gym, so I know this now. Because I'm speaking up at the end of my sentences, because I know about it and you don't.
Yeah.
I would say that people don't go to the gym to really to get noticed, especially people with trainers. They're there they're paying a personal trainer because they want to get fit.
Yeah. Yeah. You should trust him, or failing that, buy a GoPro camera, you know, break into the gym at night, set it up, rig it up to transmit. You know, so you can keep an eye on him.
Yeah, go Ocean's 11 on him.
Go totally fucking mental.
Yeah.
And record hours and hours of footage of the gym that you have to trawl through. And until you go fucking crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
You could do that as well.
Yeah. Or just trust him. Next letter. Dear EBP, this summer I'm going on a group holiday with some friends. One of these friends is my friend's sister. I'm basically in love with her. I figure being in a villa together for 2 weeks is the perfect opportunity to finally woo her. Mm-hmm. She's the coolest girl I think I've ever met. Has an amazing ability to make me laugh all the time. Do you have any tips on how to make her my future wife this summer?
Wow, that's a big, you know.
Well, firstly, I would avoid using the word woo.
Yeah.
Woo.
Because we're not... You know, what word would you use, Josh?
Win her heart.
Seduce.
That's a bit strong. James Bondy.
But too strong.
That implies just she wants the physical.
Yeah.
But woo, you know, it's like, do come in, Fanny. Tell me to woo you.
Yeah.
It's a bit like 1920s, you're in a black and white movie.
Well, does he want tips on how to...
He does. He's asking us for tips on how to woo a woman who he's in love with.
Right.
Okay, first thing, group holiday. So first thing you have to do, eliminate the competition.
Yeah, how do you do that?
Slag off every other guy there behind their back.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And just make things up.
Right.
Just go, that, you know, it's cool that, you know, Barry agreed to come, isn't it? Especially considering, you know, he cheats on all his girlfriends. Put Barry down, up your chances.
Yeah.
I'd also Google cool places around the place you're going to, so you sound like you know, like you've been there before.
Take a tennis racket and go, do you want to play tennis?
Come. Yeah, you know what a good
let's
thing
go,
to do?
Let's go play tennis together.
A good thing to do is to have plans, right? Yeah. Have plans and invite her along.
Yeah.
And just be like, well, you know what? Tomorrow there's a restaurant where the food is, where you get to pick the, I don't know. Something fancy.
We get to mock the shellfish before you
eat
it.
Yeah, you can go, I'll have that one.
Yeah, you get to point at it. You get to point at something in a tank.
Yeah.
Swear at it. Belittle it.
Yeah. Apparently, this is a really fancy...
Yeah.
The snails are actually read 2-3 times a day, which makes them really delicious.
They listen to Mozart.
Right? Do that. And go, I'm going. Come if you want. But I'm doing that.
I'm doing this amazing thing. Do you want to come along?
Yeah.
Do you want to come along? And then Donald goes, I want to come. Fuck off, Donald. Take Donald aside and go, listen, Donald.
Get up early in the morning, go stand in the sun till you start to sweat, and then walk back to the house like you've been for a run.
Right. Do that. And you're glistening.
Or kill them one by one.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know?
Where did the guys go? Oh, they just went off for a long walk.
A real life Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap.
Right.
Or a real life Inspector Calls.
Except good.
Yeah. Do that, just off every other guy one by one, till it's just the two of you.
Yeah.
And create a sort of sadistic Adam and Eve situation where you're the only two left.
Every now and again, sorry guys, I'm just going to go away to be alone with my thoughts. Do you know what I mean? To add some, what's he thinking about this?
Yeah, do you know what? Just
how interesting is that guy? He's like, I'm going to go for a long walk and be alone with my thoughts.
Yeah.
So what's going on with him? Like, we don't know.
Yeah.
He's deep, isn't he? He's so deep.
Knock on her door.
Yeah, you can't. Knock, with a haiku.
Knock, knock, knock. Hey, sir. Just, have you seen my poetry book anywhere?
Yeah.
Your what? My poetry book and my charcoal for my sketches.
Yeah, my etchings.
My etchings. What I like to do is I like to look out over the beautiful vista.
Yeah.
And etch with the charcoal, but I like to draw what I see, but also what I feel.
You know
what I feel.
It's stupid, but it gives me peace.
I'd love to draw you while we're out here.
Yeah.
If possible.
Yeah.
You know, the real you. The real you. I feel like when the sun hits you in a certain light, you look like eternity. I'd like to capture that.
You're shining right now.
Yeah. Can I see a nipple?
You're shining right now. Why are you erect?
That's what I do.
I think just take it easy. Don't
listen.
Don't
just go to a bar and just say, I want to kiss you on the mouth.
Pace yourself. You got to pace yourself.
Go to a bar on the first night.
Yeah.
and say, listen, Sarah, you are amazing. You're fucking funny. You're really cool. Mm-hmm. You're single. I'm single. We're in Spain. I'm going to kiss you on the mouth. If you don't want me to, say no.
I think that's good sound advice.
I think that's pretty good, right? Go for broke, because what's the hell? You're only going to live once.
It says, no, you just deal with, like, basically 2 weeks of awkwardness.
Yeah, you go home and rub one out like a man.
Like a depressed man.
Yeah.
Good for you.
There you go.
Looking forward to it.
Next letter. Dear EBP, mainly Josh, have you ever considered...
All right.
Have you ever considered doing meditation? It sounds like it would help you work out a lot of your frustrations. I only asked because I started doing it a year ago and it's changed my ilf completely. Right. Life.
Yeah.
What? Please consider, and then his name. Mainly Josh.
Why?
Why just me?
I must sound quite steady.
Transient. Is that the right word?
No. Steady. You know, just kind of solid.
Have you ever meditated?
Never. In fact, I think I meditated at school once. But see, you need to really commit, you know. You're quite ADHD, aren't you? So...
I'm not quite ADHD. I have ADHD.
Well, then meditation would be it would be like working a muscle, like going to your spiritual gym.
I have tried it, right. But it's just not for me.
Do you have a mantra?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
What's your mantra?
Tim is bald. Tim is bald.
Yeah, that's a bit mean. Did it bring you any peace?
No. I tried it, and I did it for a bit, and I downloaded that fucking app.
Right.
With that guy.
All the Shaolin monks do that.
Think of all the spaces around you.
All the monks that meditate have apps for them.
Think of, you just be together in the room now. And if you hear a car or a dog bark, you know, that's part of the meditation. Yeah.
The sound in.
Baby, just come back to the centre of the room. I downloaded that fucking app. That guy, Andy.
Imagine you're on a beach, lapping at your toes. Now your feet have detached from your body and are bobbing into the distance. Everything is completely fine.
You head out into the ocean. You're laying there on a raft.
There's a shark.
A shark appears.
Don't be panicked by the shark. It's just gonna swim up to you.
He's smiling.
He's smiling.
He bites your fucking leg off.
It wasn't the smile, it was the snarl of a killer.
It was the snarl of a hungry mammal, and you were in his home.
So now you're bleeding out, and you're feeling very lightheaded.
You've ruptured a main artery.
The carotid. And you're drifting off into the sweet release of death. And when I click my fingers, you're dead.
There you go. Turn, listen to that.
Yeah.
Fucking, I don't want to say his name, you dick.
Particularly Josh.
Yeah, I tried it, but I couldn't, because it just, the song starts in your head, you know?
Right.
As soon as I'm trying to sit there and go...
Or Batman. What's
no,
that?
Just like, I sit down and I put the cushion on and I sit with my legs crossed and listen to the thing, and just, I'm sitting there in silence, just trying to just be in a moment.
Be present.
And just...
Mission Impossible.
Just everything starts, you know. You're going to die. You're going to die. Maybe of cancer or AIDS.
Yeah.
You know, everyone you love will soon die.
AIDS.
Your career is a joke. Everyone's laughing. You know, right. All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Just all plays in at once.
I think you probably got to get past the song.
Just fucking hit me in the side of the head.
I see.
Oh, you're not doing it right. Anyway, that's it for the show. We're done.
Yeah, we're done.
Thank you for joining us. Go on iTunes, leave a review.
In fact, don't review us. Review, I don't know, a Black & Decker work drill.
And we'll see you next week. Join us next week for more nothing.
Bye.
Oh, here comes the music.
Bye.
Toby's spoiling movies for you. Toby's spoiling movies for you. Fuck you, Toby. Toby's spoiling movies for you. Toby's spoiling movies. For you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.